Welcome to Access Chicago, a program spotlighting people, places, and events in and around the Chicago area. Welcome to Access Chicago. I'm Kat Jarboe, and today we have a special guest for me. I'd like to introduce my representative in the Illinois General Assembly, Democrat Greg Harris, representing the 13th District. Representative Harris was elected in 2006. He serves the communities of Uptown and Ravenswood, Lincoln Square, North Center, and Bowmanville. I've never been in Bowmanville, or I may have, and I've not known it. So maybe you can recommend a restaurant or something for me. He served for 14 years as the chief of staff for Alderman Marianne Smith of the 48th Ward, and most recently was presented with the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Champion for the Cure Award, Komen for the Cure being one of the largest and most progressive grassroots network of breast cancer survivors and activists. He serves on the Healthcare Availability and Access Committee and has recently signed as a co-sponsor to Bill HB 311, which would create the Healthy Illinois Act. Representative Harris, thank you for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Well, first of all, quite frankly, Illinois families are hurting when it comes to health care, as is the rest of the country when it comes to access to health care. We have 47 million without any kind of coverage, and 1.8 million of them are right here in Illinois. And a recent poll in the AP showed that 65% of Americans think that the U.S. should adopt some sort of universal health care insurance program in which everyone is covered under a program like Medicare, and 54% actually call themselves supporters of a single-payer system with everybody in and nobody out. So what is happening in the Illinois Assembly that is taking steps toward making this a reality for Illinois?
Well, as you know, there's been a lot of discussions around the governor's proposed plans to expand, you know, health care in sort of a piecemeal fashion based on existing programs, changing, you know, eligibility rules, et cetera. There are a number of us who really feel that in addition to talking about, you know, tweaks to what exists, we should also take a look at single payer and reinventing the system, because there are a number of people who say that, you know, with the private insurance industry being as it is, you know, with the very complicated, you know, patchwork of government programs being what it is, that to simply, you know, tweak what exists is never going to solve the problem, that we really need to reinvent health care as it's delivered to American families. So that's why we passed House Bill 311 out of committee, to be sure that the single-payer option is on the table as these discussions continue.
So how does it really compare to Blagojevich's Illinois Covered Plan?
Well, the Illinois Covered Plan expands, you know, some existing programs. It changes eligibility for others. It still works through private insurers who would be managing people's health care. And single-payer says, look, you know, everyone should be covered, everyone should receive the same benefits, everyone should contribute equally. So it's really a reinvention of health care as we know it.
Okay. And I saw that the speaker actually signed on to 311. Do you think that there was any kind of political elbow in the ribs on the speaker's part in doing that? And could that in some way create a stronger move towards single payer?
Well, I talked to Speaker Madigan about the issue. And the way a lot of us look at it is right now, somewhere around $13 billion a year in Illinois goes to cover the back office, administrative end of insurance compliance and filling out insurance forms, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We're looking at $13 billion going for paperwork, and I think a lot of us are saying, we could take that $13 billion and provide, you know, health care to, you know, families across Illinois with that money instead of using it to pay for administrative costs.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of timeline considerations for when any action will really be taken in adopting a national health care system. Some people say 5, 10 years, maybe more. And there are still some skittish representatives who kind of get nervous around the word single payer. And they wave the banner of universal health care and they kind of murmur mandates. I recently saw Representative John Conyers speak on H.R. 676. A bill he introduced in 2003, and he said he doesn't want single payer for his children or his grandchildren. He wants it for himself. And this is a guy who hung out with Martin Luther King Jr. and was around when Watergate happened. Now, how do we get John Conyers single payer?
Well, I think people need to understand that when you're talking about a system that would, you know, cover, you know, every single person in Illinois, that totally changes the current paradigm, that is so complicated, so complex, and has so many moving parts, it's going to take quite a while to analyze it, because we have to be very careful that what we put into place actually, you know, benefits people and does not have negative unintended consequences. This is a hugely complicated decision, and it's going to take some time to work through so that people fully understand it and people fully believe that they're making the right choices when they cast their votes.
And also creating an awareness about it, because a lot of people don't really understand what exactly single payer is, and they just kind of know peripherally what it's about. So maybe even creating an awareness that it's not a big scary system that's going to take away your health care. It will preserve your privacy and choice. It's a way to provide it for everyone and make it more equitable.
Well, I think that's right. And at the end of the day, you know, every person and every family is going to take a look at their own situation, and they're going to have to decide, will we be better off, or will we be worse off, or will we be just the same if we change health care plans? And that's a, you know, that's a perfectly logical response, to be sure that your family is in a better position, can still see the doctor that they choose, can get treatment when they need it, get an appointment when they need it. That's what people are going to be looking at. Behind the scenes, though, there's a tremendous amount of complexity that goes into that decision.
Mm-hmm. Well, just perusing the list of bills in which you've been the primary sponsor on, you stay true to the list of interests that you have on your website. You've got access to quality health care and mass transit improvements, and you have a bill which you're the sponsor of, HB 5192, which provides reimbursement for screening and treatment. Why don't you talk a little about that bill?
House Bill 5192 is the Reducing Breast Cancer Disparities Act. And this is in response to a very frightening study that was published by the Sinai Urban Health Institute about a year ago that showed in the last 10 years the differences in mortality between insured women and uninsured poor women, women of color, have increased about 63%. And, you know, that's just unconscionable.
Wow.
That women who are on Medicaid or women who come from low and moderate incomes should be dying at such greater rates.
Mm-hmm.
So the leading researchers, physicians and hospitals involved in breast cancer treatment in Illinois formed a task force that made a number of recommendations to reduce those disparities, and House Bill 5192 begins to write the major recommendations into law, which includes increasing the reimbursement rate for Medicaid providers so that there's greater incentive for them to accept women as patients, screen and treat them for breast cancer. It provides financial incentives for doctors who use the best practices in treating breast cancer patients. It mandates that Medicaid-eligible women are notified on a regular basis when they're due for their screening, so they can go in and get tested, and, you know, if they turn up with a positive result, can be treated early before the cancer progresses, because, you know, early treatment makes this a very curable disease.
Mm-hmm. Is there sort of a personal basis for your interest in breast cancer treatment?
I became interested in it and aware of just the terrible disparities in working with Asian Human Services, which runs a health center in my neighborhood, and they serve a lot of low-income immigrant women. And their statistics show just, you know, women not receiving timely examinations and people, you know, women coming in and presenting at late stages of the disease. And, yeah, this is not necessary. This is needless.
Mm-hmm.
Women should be being identified early and have access to the best quality treatment, you know, regardless of their income status.
And where is that bill at right now?
It has passed the House and it has gone over to the Senate and is awaiting Senate action.
And we wait.
Yes.
Well, something that's of interest to most of the participants and the staff here at the Lighthouse for the Blind is when in 2006 PACE took over the operation of paratransit programs in the suburbs and in the city of Chicago, and there's been some problems in that transition. Is there any steps to assist that program, or can you give any contact information if people need help?
We did try when the governor amended the CTA bailout to include, you know, all senior citizens regardless of income. The House did pass legislation that would have extended the free ride program to people with disabilities. Now, the Senate never took that up, but this is an issue we understand, that, you know, free rides really need to be based on need rather than just an across-the-board, you know, freebie.
Or votes.
You know, may have adequate incomes to pay their fair share.
Mm-hmm. If anybody has any questions about it, should they contact one of the representatives? Would that be the best way to go about it, or
they should call their state rep or their state senator?
Okay,
and you can find out, you know, who they are on ilga.gov.
Okay, well, being one of the highest-ranking gay elected officials in the state of Illinois, and you're also openly a person with AIDS, what sort of nuance have you brought to the assembly's legislative actions, given your experiences?
Well, that's a tough question because I don't think anyone's ever asked me about any of those issues on the floor. I think that from my personal experience, though, you know, trying to access health care myself, having so many friends who have tried to access health care, you know, facing loss of insurance, you know, in the quandary of, you know, how do they pay their rent or do they pay for their drugs? I have a real personal understanding of what the consequences are for people when health care is not available and the terrible decisions some people have to make when they're looking at just their pocketbook. You know, do I pay the rent? Do I buy my drugs?
Mm-hmm. So have you made some steps towards civil unions that have made any progress?
We're continuing to work on civil unions, and right now we're trying to educate people that civil unions are not just for same-sex couples, but they have huge benefits for senior citizens. You know, there are a lot of seniors out there who, you know, may be a widow or a widower, and then they meet someone else later in life, and they're faced again with the very difficult choice of should they get married, they may lose their pension or their Social Security benefits. But at the same time, you know, they have no standing to help make health care decisions, to visit their partner in the hospital, or to share a nursing home room together. And civil unions would help take care of some of those problems.
Well, Representative Harris, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me today. It was nice to get to know my representative. I think everybody should. It's pretty easy to do. You were very accessible. I called up and then you called back. It was that easy. So if anybody wants to get in touch with you that lives in those communities, how can they do that?
They can either give the office a call at 773-348-3434 or shoot me an email at greg@gregharris.org.
Great. Thank you. Any recommendations on Bowmanville?
We'll go out. We'll find some.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to it. All right. Representative Harris, thank you for being on Access Chicago. And as always, stay tuned for more information on Chris Radio. We are your information station. Thank you for listening to Access Chicago. Stay tuned for more on Chris Radio, your information station.